COVID-19 pandemic. Russia defends the war as a matter of national security. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. And there you have the Spanish dance from La Vida Breve. Music by Manuel de Falla, performed by the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome to more classical music for your day. I'm Jeff Watson. We're going to listen to Mozart, one of the symphonies, the 39th, performed by the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra. That's a bit later on this hour. Thank you for those of you who pledged your support for Afternoon Classical Music during the Campaign for Excellence, KPR's Spring Membership Drive, which wrapped up on Friday. The week after a fun drive is always a very serene one here at KPR, and when I think serenity, one name that pops to mind is the Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson. Next on KPR, we're with the Swedish Chamber Orchestra to enjoy Larsson's Lyric Fantasy, next on KPR. Known as the Lyric Fantasy from Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson, played by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra under conductor Peter Sundqvist on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes into our noon hour of classical music, and Mozart is on the way. In a little over 10 minutes, the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra will bring us the 39th Symphony. That's in just a short time on KPR. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like the Burger Stand and Taco Zone, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. In case you haven't heard the news, KPR finished up its Campaign for Excellence on Friday evening with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners, and we want to say thank you to all of our listener members for all you do to support KPR. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't get around to it, you can always become a member of KPR at our website, KansasPublicRadio.org. Thanks again for your support. Pianist Carol Urban-Stivers joins the players of the Sierra Wind Quintet next to hear Miniatures, chamber music by William Grant Still on Kansas Public Radio. Known as Miniatures, a bit of music on a small scale from William Grant Still, performed by pianist Carol Urban-Stivers with members of the Sierra Wind Quintet here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 12:33. At the top of the hour, there'll be news from NPR, and we're enjoying classical music till 3 this afternoon. And celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online for you anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org. We arrive now at a recording of the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra for one of Mozart's symphonies. This one completed in the year of 1788. It's Mozart's 39th symphony, in E-flat major. Günter Wandt leads the orchestra. Next on Kansas Public Radio. There you have Mozart's 39th Symphony, as played by the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Günter Wandt on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about 1 o'clock, almost time for NPR News. Classical music continues after that, with, among other things in the next hour, beautiful French cello concerto, composed by Edouard Lalot. We have that and more still to enjoy. Hope you can stick around here on KPR for more music. Here at the KU campus, it's 64 degrees. Not going to get much warmer than that this afternoon. High temperatures near 66. And tonight, cloudy skies, lows in the mid-40s, and a 20% chance of showers. For tomorrow, looks like a 30% chance of rain. We'll have cloudy skies on Tuesday and a high near 60, a low of 43 for Tuesday night. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
MaximumFun.org and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
Celebrating 70 years on the air from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, a hiring platform committed to helping businesses of all sizes. Businesses can invite candidates to apply, then schedule and conduct interviews in one place. Indeed.com/NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra of Bratislava on KPR with a few dense vignettes, airs from the opera Lakme by composer Leo Delib on Kansas Public Radio. Good to have you along for more classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. And we're going to work our way in about 15 minutes' time to another French piece. We'll hear the Bulgarian Philharmonic cellist Kim Cook in Edouard Lalo's Cello Concerto. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We'll proceed with a bit of chamber music written by Robert Schumann around the year of 1853. Something for clarinet, viola, and piano that indulged in his taste in the picturesque and the fanciful. This is something that he called Märchenerzählungen, or fairy tales. We'll hear it played by the Melos Ensemble of London on KPR. Some chamber music of Robert Schumann's that was written in 1853. Märchenerzählungen, or fairy tales, for viola, clarinet, and piano, played by the members of the Melos Ensemble of London on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:26. There's news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Kansas Public Radio's Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive, finished up strong on Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. And we want to say a big thank you to our listener members for all you do to support KPR. We're celebrating 70 years on the air, and for the 20 or so years I've been involved, KPR listeners have stepped up every time. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't get around to it, you can always become a KPR patron at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks again for your support of KPR. The hour began with a bit of French music, and we'll continue with some next. And hear work by the French composer Edouard Lalo of the 19th century. What we'll listen to is his Cello Concerto, which he wrote collaborating with a Belgian cellist known as Adolf Fischer. This premiered in 1876 in Paris's famous Cirque d'Hiver. Today we'll hear the Bulgarian Philharmonic and cellist Kim Cook on KPR. The Bulgarian Philharmonic Orchestra and cellist Kim Cook performing Edouard Lalo's 1876 Cello Concerto here on Kansas Public Radio, where we're approaching 2 o'clock, and after the news from NPR, we'll get into the next hour of classical music with, among other things, a Spanish violin concerto known as the Summer Concerto. It's by Joaquin Rodrigo. We'll have that and much more to enjoy here in an afternoon of music on KPR. At the KU campus, it's 67 degrees, skies for the most part cloudy. Cloudy tonight as well, and a low of 43, temperatures in the mid-60s for tomorrow. This is KPR.
All right, I'm done with these puns. Listen every weekday.
That's Morning Edition, which is every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. Here at your place to find NPR News. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio, is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local and global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Now, there's a jaunty tune from Percy Grainger called Country Gardens. Frederick Hunnell was leader of the Rochester Pops to open things in our 2 o'clock hour of KPR's classical music on a Monday afternoon. And it's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. This hour, we've got a bit of Hungarian music for viola and a bit of French music for piano and orchestra. Much to look forward to. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We have something for you next by the Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. In 1939, he had his successful concerto for guitar, Concierto de Aranjuez, and a heroic concerto for piano not too long after that. In 1943, he began composing one for the violin, something that he indicated had been inspired by Vivaldi, although this particular concerto does not, in fact, have that Baroque sound to it. It's a modern piece known as Concierto de Estío, or Summer Concerto. Next on KPR, we're with the Orchestra of Castile and León, Max Pegado Dorman, the conductor, and violinist Mikhail Ovrutsky on Kansas Public Radio. That Spanish violin concerto dates from 1943 and known as Concierto de Estío, or the Summer Concerto, by Joaquin Rodrigo. And we heard the Orchestra of Castile and León, led by Max Pegado Dorman, violinist Mikhail Ovrutsky as well, on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:30. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on a Monday afternoon. Coming up in about 10 minutes' time, the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. They'll have the Symphonic Variations for Piano and Orchestra by César Franck. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Akronis, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And the Topeka Zoo presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring food, drinks, and live music. Saturday at 6. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour. Joining us next on KPR, Nobuko Imai playing viola with Roland Pontanet at the keyboard, and we'll hear a short adagio by Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály on Kansas Public Radio. A soulful adagio for viola and piano, work by Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály. Playing viola this afternoon, Nobuko Imai, pianist Roland Pontanet on KPR. Where it is 2:40, about 20 minutes out from All Things Considered from NPR News, coming your way at 3 o'clock. Later on tonight, classical music continues at 7 with host Destiny Ann Mermegan, and tonight, a kiss for you from Destiny. What kind of a kiss? You'll have to listen to find out. Some blues, a waltz, and Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien, all a part of this evening's classical music, beginning at 7 with Destiny Ann Mermegan on Kansas Public Radio. KBR's Campaign for Excellence finished up strong on Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. And we want to give a big thank you to every one of our listener members for all that you do to support KPR. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't get around to it, you can always do so at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. KPR.org. Thanks again for your support of KPR. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, skies cloudy, a low of 43 degrees. Tomorrow's partly sunny, high temperatures should be in the mid-60s. We have a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow evening, a low of 42, 20% chance of rain on Wednesday. We move on next to music by French composer César Franck, and this has been described as a superb blending of piano and orchestra, and a fine example of Franck's use of cyclic unity, with one theme growing into various others. His symphonic variations for piano and orchestra, given to us next by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and pianist Georges Bellet on KPR. The Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam under conductor Ricardo Chailly and pianist Georges Bellet all together in the symphonic variations for piano and orchestra by César Franck on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've just about arrived at 3 o'clock. We've reached the end of another afternoon of classical music, and I'm Jeff Watson, glad to have been here to share it with you. All things considered from NPR News up ahead, classical music returns this evening, beginning at 7 with host Destiny Ann Mermaken. Celebrating 70 years on the air from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at KansasPublicRadio.org.